Good evening, everyone.
Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the D. Whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio, with your host, your Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the current and the waves live. At all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening. Good evening. Can you hear me? Good evening, all. This is Doris Moton Spruill, and I am your host for this evening. Here's to your health. I think I cut myself off. Oh, wow. Good evening, everyone. This is Doris Moton Spruill, and I am your host for the evening. Here's to your health. Let me tell you a little bit about myself. I am a herbalist. I'm also a dry blood cell analysis. I'm a certified raw chef. And I am also a certified nutritionist. Just say that I'm in the health mode, okay? We'll do it like that. I am really into helping one maintain, regain, and improve their health using natural means. So that's why we're here tonight. And I just want to welcome you to my show. This is my first show. Can you tell I'm a little shaky? My voice is a little trembly. I just wanted to invite you all to call in if you have any questions. We're going to be talking about different health topics. We have a call. Let's see who this is. 772, you're on. Hello.
Hi, Doris. It's just me calling into the show.
Hi.
For your first night this evening. wishing you well.
Thank you. I thought I had disconnected myself for one while. I didn't hear anything. I'm like, oh no, did I disconnect myself? But I'm glad to hear that I am on. So you can hear me loud and clear and everything, right?
Yes, I can.
Oh, great, great. Wonderful. Well, I'm so glad you called in this evening. Do you have any questions or anything for me?
I just wanted to specifically just kind of piggyback on, you know, what you're going to be talking about and kind of got my questions from there, if you don't mind.
I don't mind at all. Yeah, we're just going to be, for tonight, this is my first, being that this is my first show, I'm just going to be giving some health information, and hopefully we'll get some dialogue going. But in some of the upcoming shows, I do intend to have guests on. I'm going to invite some more naturopathic or naturopathic doctors on, and those in the health and wellness industry. So I really look forward to this being a really exciting show. And then with those of you out there in the listening audience that, you know, have some input, this show is going to rock. I just feel it.
Yes, so do I.
All right. Well, I see we have another call. So let me see here. Okay. Caller 303-313 area code. Are you there? Hello? No? Okay. Well, it's okay. Just listen in if you feel like it. Okay, so Michelle?
Yes.
Are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, as I was stating in the beginning of the show, I just wanted to let the audience know just a little bit about myself. I've been in the health arena, or the health and wellness arena, you might say, since the 70s. I became very intrigued as to naturopathic ways or holistic ways to heal the body in the 70s. And it all came about by me finding a pamphlet that talked about vitamins. You know, we never know what path is going to lead us to different roads in our lives, and this is one that led me to the health and wellness stance in my life that I am at this point. I found this pamphlet, and it talked about vitamins. It talked about ways that we can use vitamins to help supplement if we weren't getting the proper nutrients and things like that. And I became so intrigued. The company, I don't even know if they're around now. It was called Vitamin Power. So I began to do some research into the company, and I had them to send me a little kit, and I began my quest to looking up vitamins and seeing what different vitamins did for the body and how I could benefit. And as I began to really seek more knowledge, it's awesome how everything just came into path. And then I began a quest to find out more about herbal supplements through a friend that told me one day she was taking some black cohosh, and I wanted to know what that was all about. And through my quest of just wanting to know more and more, I became really a knowledge seeker. And this is something I believe so firmly in. I believe that we really have to seek knowledge, seek understanding. You know, I often tell my clients, I said, you know, these bodies belong to God. So we have to ask him how to take care of these bodies, how to, you know, maintain these bodies, how to help these bodies regain themselves after something like a dis-ease or stress or illness has come into play. And I just think it's so very important that we know how to do this. And it's really not as hard as we think it might be. We just have to seek God. And this is something I believe very firmly in doing. I am an ordained evangelist through the Pentecostal Assemblies of the World. And I went to Boston a couple of years ago, and I received my certification as a raw chef. I show people how to use raw foods, and when I say raw foods, I mean plant-based foods, fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, and grains, in order to help the body, in order to facilitate the body in healing itself, because the body will heal itself if we just give it what it needs in order for it to do it. So that's some of the things we're going to be talking about on the show. I even look forward to one night. We haven't decided exactly when. We're going to have a remedy night. Remember those old remedies that your parents used to do for you when you were young? I remember every so often getting a nice dose of dandelions and black drop and castor oil. And I remember that we were never, ever sick. We went to school no matter what. We had to pretend sick in order to stay home from school. We rarely went to the doctor, and when it was for something really serious. We didn't go to doctors for colds and things like that. And it just brought me to thinking on tonight how awesome it would be for us to share some of those old remedies, because we've gotten away from that, those types of things. And we really need to go back to the foundation. I often tell people that, you know, we came from the earth, and we're going to have to go back to the earth to repair, rejuvenate, revive these bodies. And when we began to eat more foods that that look like they do when they're in their original packaging, then we're a lot better off. We've gotten so into process and fast foods and things like this until we've got to go back. We've just got to go back to where it all began. You know, we got to go back sort of like to Eden and start eating the way that God intended for us to eat. I noticed that a lot of times people don't drink adequate water, and our body needs water. Do you know that each and every organ in our body consists of so much water? The brain, you know, and statistics have it now that primarily a lot of the Alzheimer's that's going on is because people just aren't drinking enough water. I'm not saying that's the only reason, but that's one of the reasons that people have this problem with their mind and their memory, because we're just not drinking enough water. Our bodies aren't getting enough water. We're drinking all this pop and all these different things. It's Coke and stuff like that. In fact, someone sent me an email the other day, and it talked about water or Coke. And I'd just like to share some of that information with you. It says 75% of Americans are chronically dehydrated. And, you know, this really actually applies to half of the world's population. In 37% of Americans, the thirst mechanism is so weak that it's taken for hunger. Can you imagine that? A lot of times when you feel that you're just so hungry, it would really help you to just go get a glass of water. Just go get a glass of water. That would help so much, because a lot of times if you drink water, you may find out you're not as hungry as you thought you were in the beginning. I think we have a caller. Let me see. I'm learning to work this board, guys, so you got to bear with me tonight, okay? I'm going to go to area code 734-244. Are you there?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello?
Welcome to
Hello?
Here to Help. Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Do you have a question tonight? Welcome.
Yes. About the poop.
About the poop?
Yeah, when you have bowel movements.
Yeah.
Okay, if you have a bowel movement, a little girl, and a little blood is in it, then what's going on?
She's constipated. She's chronically constipated. Now, what does the poop look like? Does it look like poop, or does it look like a turd? Is it in a turd?
It looks like a turd. Yes, it's kind of a little hard and little, you know, little cracks
she's
in it.
She's constipated. She is very constipated. And when it gets to that point, it's really serious. It's really something that you would call in with this question tonight, because my granddaughter is here visiting with me from Georgia. And this is something that we talk about all the time. In fact, I just took her into the bathroom, I think it was a couple nights ago, and I got this stick, and I broke her poop apart because she was a little bit constipated. And I broke it apart, and I showed her. She's so used to asking me, when she have a bowel movement, she'll tell me, Granny, come look at this. Come look at this one. This one is really good. And she will actually tell you that it should be poop. When she flushes that toilet, that poop should disintegrate. I mean, it should go up just like a little. You've seen a building when they put explosives to a building and this big puff of smoke comes up?
Yeah, yeah.
This is exactly what the poop should look like. And how old is the child?
Five.
Five? Yeah, she's constipated. She's constipated. Does she eat fruits and vegetables?
A little. She's not that much.
Okay. And what about her water? How much water does she consume?
Not that much.
Yeah, that's what I will work on. and work on what I do for my granddaughter. We have a water. I made her a little water chart. And when she drinks so many glasses of water a day, because, you know, we want to keep in mind, too, it doesn't take a lot. You know when she's got enough water in her system, when her colon is really hydrated, because that poop will come out and it won't form. When it's formed, it's been in the colon for too long. It's been there for too long. So that's really something you really want to work on.
All right. Thank you so much, Doris.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
You have a blessed night.
Thank you so much. You as well.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to go to area code 737-772. Do you have a question? Hello?
I'm still on the line. I'm still on the air.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's you, Michelle?
Yes.
Okay. I'm learning the board. I'm getting it down. Okay, let's go to 313-522. Good evening. Welcome to Here's to Your Health. Hello?
Good evening. This is India calling from Atlanta.
Hi,
I have
India.
A question.
Yes,
hi.
Yes.
I
welcome.
Have a question.
What is your question?
My question is, it's a women's health question. What can us women do to cleanse ourselves without things like over-the-counter products?
Okay, like, and cleanse ourselves like, as far as a douche is.
Yeah, instead of things like that. Because
okay.
I understand things like that can lead to other things like yeast infections. So what can we do to naturally cleanse ourselves?
Yeah, there's a herbal preparation. It's called oil of cajeput, and it's wonderful. But, you know, you really shouldn't have to do that too much because the body has a way of cleansing itself. So you really don't have to use any kind of douche products like that, especially on a regular basis, because your body has a way of cleansing itself. The vagina, it cleanses itself, especially after our menses in times like that. You may want to use a little something then, and you definitely don't want to use anything out of the store, any kind of preparations out of the store. You know, you want to do something herbal. Herbs are the highest quality of food known to man. So you want to do something, if you just have to do something at all, you want to do something like that. And oil of cajeput is a wonderful herb to use as a douche.
Oh,
so are you having any problems, or is it just to basically cleanse?
No, just to cleanse. Just to,
yeah.
You know, clean.
Okay. Yep, that's exactly what I would recommend, something like that, because it's really nice and gentle. And like I said, you don't have to use it all the time, maybe like after the menses. But the body, you know, this body is so awesome. I'm telling you, God made this body so that it takes care of itself. All we have to do is just give it what it needs in order for it to do it. And drinking water, like I was telling the other caller about water, you know, water not only helps with our stool, with our feces, but it also helps in that area too.
Okay.
And it helps when you urinate. Urination is a way for the body to cleanse itself.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, King, well, I was asking because sometimes, depending on the certain things that I eat, I noticed that my urine smells funny with different
right.
things. I eat garlic or strong things like that. So
right,
I wanna...
exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Well, thank
yeah.
you.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, yeah, that's something that we really want to make note of. You know, that's something that we really don't have to do, ladies, on a regular basis. We don't have to, you know, cleanse that area like that because it takes care of itself. It'll take care of itself. Like she mentioned, eating some foods and noticing the smell in her urine. But different foods will cause a little a smell like that, and garlic is one. And for those of you that do like your garlic, and I am a garlic lover, sometimes I have to pull back on it because, it reeks. It comes out of my pores because it's nothing for me to throw a couple of cloves of garlic in my mouth and just chew it up, especially like before I'm going to bed. And if I'm feeling like I have any kind of an issue, like, you know, those times when you say, I feel like I'm catching something. I feel like I'm coming down with something. That is when I hit that garlic. Excuse me. And I'll hit it at night, right before bed. I'll throw a couple of cloves in my mouth right before bed and chew it up and won't let anything else enter my mouth. And do you know that 4 cloves of garlic is equivalent to a dose of penicillin? So whatever it is going on, if I got that little itchiness in my throat or that little scratchiness or whatever it is, if I'm, you know, how you feel that thing going on in the back of your throat sometime, and you'll even speak it out and say, I feel like I'm trying to catch something. That's the time to get on it. That's the time. That's the time to hit that immune system. You know, there's some wonderful herbs to help build the immune system, astragalus and echinacea. Things like that, you know, to help build the immune system. But getting back to this water and this Coke information that I received, it says 1 glass of water will shut down midnight hunger pains for almost 100% of dieters. So those of you that's doing any kind of dieting, and that's something I don't suggest. I don't believe in dieting. You know, just look at the word, die it. You know, I believe in healthy eating regimens. So, but it says if you drink a glass of water, it'll shut down those hunger pains. So this is something, you know, that's a good thing to do, like before your meal. Drink a glass of water before you have dinner. And don't just gulp it down. Just take time and just sip it down. You'd be surprised how much more you leave on your plate. I think that's a really good idea. A lack of water is the trigger of daytime fatigue. You know, a lot of times during the day you feel that hunger. You feel like you're tired and you're sleepy and you're kind of sluggish and lethargic. Get a glass of water. Get you a nice glass of water. I love alkaline water. I drink alkaline water. And hopefully soon I'm going to have one of my business partners on. I'm a proponent of Kangen water. It's one of the best alkaline waters that you can drink, but alkaline water is a good water. It says preliminary research indicates that 8 to 10 glasses of water a day could significantly ease back and joint pain for up to 80% of sufferers. Can you believe that? For up to 80% of sufferers, just 8 to 10 glasses of water a day. And drink when you're thirsty. When you're thirsty, don't grab a pop or juice or something like that. Get a glass of water. Your body will let you know what it needs. A lot of times we just don't listen to it. We have a tendency to just, you know, I'm thirsty. Okay, I go grab a Coke or go grab a Pepsi. And these commercials are really doing us in, people. I got to tell you like it is because that's what I'm here. This is all about truth. This is all about sharing truth. If you look at the sicknesses and the diseases that we're dealing with now compared to the times when we were young, you know, I mean, it's crazy some of the things that's going on now. So we got to take care of ourselves. We got to take better care of ourselves. We deserve it. We take care of everybody else, especially us women. Women, I'm talking to you. We take care of everybody else. We have got to take care of ourselves. A mere 2% drop in body water can trigger fuzzy short-term memory, trouble with basic math, and difficulty focusing on the computer screen or on a printed page. water is so very important. We need it. We need water. Drinking 5 glasses of water daily decreases the risk of colon cancer by 45%. Plus, it can slash the risk of breast cancer by 79%. And 50% likely to, one is 50% likely to develop bladder cancer if you're drinking not an ample amount of water. Water is so important. It's so, I can't stress how important water is. And sometimes, you know, when I'm out and about and I'll just ask people if they're going through different challenges, I say, well, how much water have you had today? How much water have you drank today so far? 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 o'clock, no water. We must drink water. We've got to start putting more water into our body. But now listen to this about Coke. Now, a lot of people are into drinking Coca-Cola and Pepsi, but check out some of these statistics concerning Coke. In many states, the Highway Patrol carries 2 gallons of Coke in the trunk to remove blood from the highway after a car accident. Can you believe that? You can put a T-bone steak in a bowl of Coke, and it'll be gone in 2 days. I've got to try that one. I really do. I have got to try that. To clean a toilet, pour a can of Coca-Cola into the toilet bowl and let the real thing sit for 1 hour, then flush clean. The citric acid in the Coke removes the stain from the toilet bowl. Isn't that something? This is something that we're drinking. We're putting this inside of our body. And anytime you drink anything with caffeine, it dehydrates the body. We're drinking coffee, we're drinking pop, but no water. It says to clean corrosion from a car battery. Now, I have actually tried this. You pour a can of Coke over the terminals to bubble away the corrosion. Isn't that something? To clean corrosion from your car battery. 75% of the brain is water. 83% of the blood is water. The heart is 79% water. The bone, 22% water. The liver, 86% water. Muscles, 75% water. Kidneys, 83% water. The next time you're feeling kind of sluggish or you're not feeling well, go get a glass of water. Do that first. Drink a glass of water first. Okay, let's see here. It says to remove rust spots from chrome car bumpers. I cannot believe this. Rub the bumper with a bumpled up piece of rental wrap aluminum foil dipped in Coca-Cola. Oh, my goodness. To clean corrosion from car battery terminals, pour a can of Coca-Cola over the terminals to clean the corrosion. Okay, I did that one. To loosen the rusted bolt, apply a cloth soaked in Coca-Cola to the rusted bolt for several minutes, and it'll come loose. Wow. To remove grease from clothes, empty a can of Coke into a load of greasy clothes, add your detergent, and run through a regular cycle. The Coca-Cola will help loosen the grease stains. It'll also clean the road haze from your windshield. My goodness. This is something that we're drinking. And some people every day. The active ingredient in Coke is sulfuric acid, and it will dissolve a nail in about 4 days. Sulfuric acid also leaches calcium from the bones and is a major contributor to the rising increase in osteoporosis. We got to get rid of this Coke. We got to drink more water, people. We really do. is so important. I can't stress that enough. Maybe one day we're just going to have a show where we just talk about nothing but water, because it's so important. You see? So let me ask you something. How many glasses of water have you had today? Yeah, you don't have to call in, let me know. Not unless you want to. But how many glasses of water have you had today? And the mother that called in with the baby. Get her a little water log. Give her a treat. You know, if tell her, if you drink 4 glasses of water today, mama gonna do this, because that's serious. When you start seeing blood in your feces, in your stool, that's serious. So you really want to get on that. You don't want to let that linger. I have clients that tell me that they don't have but maybe one bowel movement in 3, 4, 5 days. But now look at it like this. Okay, say you eat breakfast, you eat lunch, and dinner, and maybe throughout the day you're kind of snacking, okay? So you don't have a bowel movement that day. Okay, that's day one. Then the second day, you eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and maybe a snack on that day. Okay, that's 3, 4, 5, 6 meals we got stored up. But still, there's no bowel movement. So now, where are all those meals? They're still in the system. And that's a good chance of toxicity building up. A lot of times when we don't feel good, it's because we're not having ample bowel movement. And, you know, I remember when I was coming up, it was no big thing to talk about our bowel movement. Now we've gotten so hush-hush about everything. This is why with my granddaughter, I love the fact that she can tell me, Granny, come look at this one, Granny. Oh, it's really good. It's a good one, and it's a lot. It should be a lot. If we're putting a lot in, we should be getting a lot out. Think back to when our babies was really small. Remember, we would feed them, and a little while later, you would see that face, right? That, you know, and you knew what they were doing. Now, if nobody wants to talk about bowel, but I tell a lot of my clients, I say, if you're feeling kind of crabby, the first thing I want to know is how was your last bowel movement? How's your bowel movement? You know, this is something that we have got to get under control, because toxicity kills. It causes all kinds of problems. And people running around trying to figure out, okay, well, what can I do to diet? How can I lose weight? Clean the body. Clean the body. Get the body so before you can heal the body, before the body will heal itself, it's got to be cleansed. You know, the Bible even says you can't put new wine in an old wineskin. We got to clean the body out. And we're not taking ample time with our bodies. We're not spending enough time taking care of our body. We want to make them look good on the outside. But then on the inside, we're like a bunch of dead man's bones. We've got all kinds of diseases and issues going on. Take a look at your skin. Tonight after the show, I want you to just go to the mirror and just look at your skin. Your body has ways of eliminating toxicity. One of those ways is through the bowel. One is through the urine, the skin, and the respiratory. Now, if one of those channels of elimination gets blocked up or get clogged, then that makes the other three have to work a little harder. So if you're looking at your face and you've got a lot of breakouts, you've got a lot of acne-looking things going on, you know, blotches, then it's time to really take a look at an assessment of what am I not doing? Am I not drinking enough water? Am I not eating enough fresh fruits and vegetables? Not overcooking our food, over processing our food, You know, it's so funny when my children come home to visit, the first thing they notice that's gone from the kitchen is the microwave. No, we are no longer microwave. And my daughter is so funny. My daughter asked me one day, she said, well, how am I supposed to heat my food up? I got every size cast iron skillet you can imagine. Just put, if you need to heat it up, put it in there, put a top on it for 3-5 minutes. And it's so hot you can't eat it. You see, but we got to start eating more fresh fruits and vegetables, live food, raw food. Raw foods, you know, we're living entities. Why not put more living food in us as opposed to dead, raw, dead, fleshy products, overcooked food? We need to take care of ourselves. We got to take better care of ourselves. There's a saying that says, what you put in, you get out. And you see so many people now just, they don't have energy to do anything. You know, sometimes when I'm on the track first thing in the morning, that's such a wonderful time. Energy level is high. I tell people I'm a morning person. I am off and running in the morning. I'm in the bed by a certain time. And when I get up, I'm ready to get my day started. And it's because I feel good. I take care of myself, and I feel good. And this is something that we all have to do. I just want to let you all know that I do offer raw food classes. I am also independent director with Pure Herbs LTD. It's a herb company out of Sterling Heights. And this is one of the companies, herb companies, that I get my herbal supplements from. They have tinctures. Tincture is a liquid herb. It's combined with, it's in an extract form so that you can put it in your mouth. It goes right up under the tongue, and it gets right into the bloodstream. They also have some capsules, but I'm also a distributor with Nature Sunshine because I find out that a lot of my clients, they're used to taking pills, and they just prefer the capsule form. So this company does a lot of the capsules, but I just want to let you know that we do hold herbal lectures and seminars here at my home, and the information will be posted from time to time. I also offer raw food classes. I teach you how to use plant-based foods. You'd be surprised that you can take a zucchini and use a spiraler and make pasta. And make your own, get tomatoes, fresh organic tomatoes, and make marinara sauce. And as soon as you eat this food, you can feel the digestive processes in your body going on. This is what happens when you eat live, raw food, you know, foods that's full of enzymes, that's full of fiber. You know, you can't help but to feel good when you're eating like that. And this is the way that really the body, it wants to be nourished. It wants to be nourished in a way that it'll heal itself. You know, we're running around trying to get a quick fix for everything. Everybody wants a quick fix now. Nobody wants to take time. You know, it's like that saying that I think it's Burger King said, have it your way. Everybody wants to have it their way, and you can. Don't get me wrong. You can have it your way, but there's a consequence to it. There's a consequence to running in, getting fast food, getting hamburgers and hot dogs and all these things. You know, I heard a statistic the other day. A friend of mine was sharing with me that he said he had a friend that's that owns a funeral home, and he said that they use a third less embalming fluid than they did a decade ago. And that's because we're actually preserving ourselves from the inside out. We're eating all this fast food, all this preserved food, and they don't have to use as much embalming fluid. Now, that totally blew me away. That really blew me away. Once we start thinking about what we put into our system, I tell my clients, I say when before you eat whatever it is you're getting ready to ingest, look at it and ask yourself this question. Is this, whatever it is, helping me to live, or is it slowly causing me to die? Because that's exactly what's happening. Whatever we consume is either helping to add to our life, or it's causing us complications where it can ultimately lead to our demise. We should be eating to live. We're living entities. We should eat to live. I'm going to have some guests on that's going to share some things with us concerning colonics. How many of you clean? How many of you have just taken time to do a detox on your body? You know, we put all this stuff in, all this stuff. We're breathing in toxins. We're eating toxins. How often do we clean house? It's important that we do that. It's important that we clean our body inside and out, our internal organs. Our liver is such, we take our liver so for granted. It filters everything, but we just take it so for granted. I tell my clients, I said, get you a nice crop of dandelions. The liver loves bitter, and dandelions is a bitter green. Get you some dandelions and put it in the blender. Put a handful in the blender with a couple of glasses, two glasses of good organic, good alkalized water, and just let it blend until it's just watery, and drink it down. And notice how good you feel as you're drinking these fresh dandelion green. All organic is always best. All organic is always best. So get you some fresh organic dandelions and drink it and see how it'll help detoxify. If you're talking about poop, you will have a poop that's so good and so plentiful. So it'll be so much until it may scare you. Do that a couple of times a week to help detoxify the liver, help give the liver a break. We eat so much meat. We rarely chew our food like we should. Do you know how long it takes to digest meat? Depending on what you're eating, if it's a steak, sometimes we'll have steak in the evening, 5, 6 o'clock. It takes 4 to 5 hours to digest steak, and that's if we emaciated it good with our teeth, if we chewed it. But the next time you're sitting down eating with somebody, just look at how much time they take to chew their food. We rarely chew our food. Everybody is so in a rush that we got to go, got to do it now, we got to move. We rarely chew our food. We should chew our food at least 30 to 32 times. You know, and we're moving so fast until if we chew it 3 or 4 times, and the best way to find out whether or not you're digesting your food is to have a colonic. When you have a colonic, you will get to see exactly what's in your system, what's in your colon, and what's not being processed. You'll be surprised the lumps and glumps of food that you'll see. We're gonna have fun with this show. And you know what? I welcome your suggestions. I want to know, what do you want to know about? What would you like for me to bring forth? This is our program. You're the reason I'm here. So I just want to know, what are some of the things you want us to discuss? This is our show. This isn't my show. This is our show. Because we have to educate each other. My philosophy is each one, reach one, and teach one. So that's what we're going to do here. We're going to talk about healthy things to add to our longevity, to help us feel good, to help us be able to do exactly what it is that God has put us on this earth to do. You know, I want to live. I want to live. I imagine myself being 150 years old, running around, and see, in my mind's eye, I see people bringing their kids to me saying, Mama D, Dr. D, this boy that Nate this, and I'll be sitting down over here. We going to give him some of this. This is how I see myself. I'm not leaving up out of here. You know, so I got to take care of myself. I just appreciate the opportunity to do this show. I am so humbled. I am so humbled. We're going to have a good time here. I think we have a caller. Let's see, 772-3734 area code.
That's still me, Doris, but you have a question in the chat room. The question is a colonic advisable for people with irritable bowel?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
There's a question posed in the chat room. Is a colonic advisable for people with irritable bowel?
You know what? This is something that your hydrocolonic therapist will be able to talk to you more about. I would strongly suggest talking to her about that because I have clients that have irritable bowel syndrome and they have had colonics, but I always suggest this person is an expert in this field. So get with a good hydrocolon therapist. If you don't know one, I have one that's located in the Livonia area. Her name is Denise Strauss, and she's at the Bebo Health Center in Livonia, and she would be more than happy to share more information with you about this. So I would say give her a call. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, let's see. We've got a little bit of time left here, so I want to talk to you tonight about I'm hearing a lot of talk around in the health and wellness circles concerning the FDA and what they're doing with the different foods that we're eating and how this new Senate bill, the 510, will place all the U.S. foods and the farmers under the Department of the Homeland Security. I'm doing some really extensive research into that right now, and we're going to be discussing that on an upcoming show. But there is a DVD that I would suggest everybody taking a look at. And it's called Eating Third Edition. I would suggest getting a copy of that DVD and taking a look at it. You'd be surprised some of the things that's going on with our foods. The genetically modified foods that they're bringing on the scene. We have to know. We have to be educated shoppers. We have to, you know, it's so funny. In Europe, I heard a statistic that says in Europe, the government is afraid of the people, but here in America, the people are afraid of the government. We have really got to take a stand as far as what we're taking into our bodies, what we're feeding our children. Dr. Berg has a wonderful DVD out, and he shows exactly how monosodium glutamate is such a culprit, and they're putting it in everything. They are putting this stuff in everything. I'm even talking about in baby's formulas. And monosodium glutamate, it's a flavor enhancer. You know, it's a way to make your food taste better than what it is, and they're putting it on some of everything. Potato chips, it's in dressing. We've got to start to read labels. We've got to read labels, and we've got to find out what we're consuming, because a lot of times, you know, people are gaining weight, and they're wondering, well, wait a minute, how can I be gaining all this weight? I'm not, but it's the ingredients that they're ladling our food with. Sugar should really be on the sugar bag. It should have a skull and crossbones because it's lethal. It should be labeled as a drug. There's a book called Suicide by Sugar. I suggest every home should have that book in their library. Every home. But it's just knowing about what we're eating. We're so busy now until we're not taking time to really consider what we're putting into these precious vessels. And we've got to be more about that. And these are some of the things that we're going to talk about. I'm going to have some healthy recipes for you. For those of you that want something different, I'm going to be giving out some healthy raw recipes and some vegan recipes and some vegetarian recipes. So you've got a really you've got a lot of things to look forward to with this show. And like I said, I welcome your constructive criticism. I want to know, what is it that you want to know more about? What do you want me to research for you? You know, what do you want me to bring to the forefront? Because that's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to let you know about some things that maybe you haven't heard of before. And if there's anything you need to know about herbs, this is my passion. Herbs, I can't tell you how much I enjoy working with herbs. I often tell people, I say, you know, herbs are so submissive. And if we began to eat more from the earth, you know, you look at a plant, you look at the green vegetables and the vegetables that's growing in the garden, and when you start to consume these things, you take on the character. You know, just like the Bible says, so a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. You know, you are what you eat. And when you're eating all these vegetables and all these little herbs, you become submissive just like they are. You know, you feel good. When I'm out and I'm riding around and I'm traveling and people cut me off in traffic, you know, the first thing I say is, oh, bless them. I hope they get where they're going safe and sound. You know, I don't have any of that rage in me like I used to have when I was consuming all this meat. You know, these animals. We got to pull back on some of this meat we're eating. Am I saying for you to discontinue eating? No, I'm not. I'm just saying, just take a look at some of the things that you're eating. If you're dealing with uric acid, gout, then it's time to think about pulling back off of the protein. A lot of times people ask me, they say, well, how do you get your protein? And I say, I get my protein the same way that meat you eat get its protein, by eating a plant, you know, by eating wonderful grains like quinoa. You know, quinoa is a complete protein, and it's so tasty, it's so good, it's a little grain, and it is a complete protein. You know, but we just have to know, protein is really overrated. You know, we think that we got to have all this meat in us, and it's not like that at all. There's so many other things. There are so many vegetables that are just full of protein. But if we don't know, then we don't know. And a lot of times, you know, we've often heard, what you don't know can't hurt you. What you don't know can devastate you, especially when it comes to taking care of these bodies. So we're just going to, we're looking forward to a good time. I've enjoyed this time with you tonight, and I'm just looking forward to sharing some healthy things with you. I love it. I love what I do. I often tell people, my business is your good health, and that's exactly how I say it, because your health is your wealth. So you got to take care of yourself, and that's what I'm here to do, and we're going to do it together. So if there's anything that, you know, you'd like to share sometimes, like I said, I'm looking forward to getting started on the home remedies from the past, a blast from the past with our home remedies, you know, some of the things. And see, just where we've fallen by the wayside in a lot of things that we used to do. You know, we didn't have a lot of meat when I was growing up because, really, we couldn't afford it. You know, chicken was a treat back then. You know, we got chicken on Sundays and maybe one other day during the week. But my mother gave us a lot of beans and greens, and we ate so many beans until my brother said when he grew up, he wasn't going to allow a bean in his home. But now we're all bean lovers. So it's just some things, just getting back to the basics. And I just want to let you know that on some of our upcoming shows, I'm going to ask some of the people that I'm encountering on a daily basis to come in and be my guest, like the situation the lady called in tonight with her daughter in the with the problem with her stool. I'm going to have some online guests that's going to call in, and we're going to discuss as a group what's going on. You know, maybe someone will put out a situation, and everybody will get a chance to give their little feedback on it, on exactly if you've had if you've encountered any problems like that or any issues like that. And then we're just going to get a feedback on everybody as to what you think what could alleviate the problem. So we're in store for some good things, okay? So I want you guys to stay with me. And I'm just thankful to have you tonight with me. Here's to your health. And invite your friends on. Invite some people in. Tonight was just the briefing tonight of what's to come. We have some good things ahead of us. And I want you to stick with me, and we're gonna do this together. Okay? Okay, so we're gonna get ready to close it up. And let me see if there's any more callers at this time. Michelle, did you have anything you'd like to add tonight?
No, but you're doing a great job. I so enjoyed the wonderful advice, all of the callers this evening. It's just definitely, I know that it's going to be a show that people definitely need, because people do have a lot of questions, you know, regarding health, and I think this is just going to be a very informative show. I have full faith in you, your expertise, and so I'm just glad to have you here on the Poetic Energy Network station as a host. It's just a rewarding thing for us, and we look forward to you sharing more information with all the callers, and we look forward to things to come.
Yes, yes, we do, and yes, we can. Yeah, it's been a pleasure. It's been a pleasure, Michelle, and I'm so grateful to you. And we're looking for some great things to happen here, right here.
Absolutely.
On the Poetic Justice.
It looks like we have another call.
I'm sorry?
It looks like we do have another caller.
Okay. Let's see. Is that the 772?
No, the 941 number.
Oh, okay, 941. Good evening. You're on. You've got a minute or so to go. Good evening. Welcome to Here's to Your Health. Hello. Okay.
Right.
Maybe they just wanted to listen in tonight, and that's okay. Come back, join us again next Tuesday at the same time, 9 o'clock, from 9 to 10, on Here's to Your Health. Thanks, guys.
All right. Good night, all.
Good night, everyone. Thank you so much for joining in. Are we over and out, Michelle?
We're over and out.
All right, all right. All right, so now I'm getting started with my guests and getting everything all structured for next week, different little components.